Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Strain hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Metzger strikes out. There goes Evans. The throw from Carter to Mason, and Evans is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mason strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Montefusco hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Strain is 0 for 1 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Carter and he is out, Mason applying the tag. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Whitfield goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlejohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's 2-1, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 1 in the game. Montefusco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cromartie strikes out. 1 out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Littlejohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's 4-1, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. Montefusco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Perez trying to get to home. Whitfield throws the ball into Littlejohn who tags Perez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Strain moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy May now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Rudy May. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Scott. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Littlejohn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-3 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perez strikes out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Maka pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Maka now playing right field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Strain hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strain. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lavelle covering, for the out. Hutton moves to second. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hutton scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.